My lover bought me this beautiful dress, and I can see how he loves the way that it clings to me. And it just reveals enough of my breasts and giving me that deep cleavage. But I still look classy and alluring. He drives me back to my place, and I invited him in for a drink. And he's sitting in that large leather chair that my husband says is the throne for the master of the house. And oh, he looks every measure the master, with his strong body filling out that chair and that piercing gaze on me while I'm mixing him his cocktail. I hand him his drink, and he looks up at me with that gaze that tells me that he expects a proper thank you for buying me the dress that I'm wearing. Oh, and a thank you is what I want to give him so much. I sink to my knees and I open his trousers and wrap my fingers around his massive manly tulle, feeling it grow hard as I stroke it. I just love the feel of cock. I love that musky masculine smell and the taste and the texture in my hand. I lean forward and as I'm taking it in my mouth, I hear the front door open. I look up, my eyes meeting my lover's, and he's just calmly sipping his drink. So I continue sucking, listening to my husband's soft footsteps in the hallway. I can feel him there. I can hear that little gurgling intake of breath that he does. I see his slight movement around the corner. He's watching me suck, and he's watching me work this beautiful cock. Even he has to know what a beautiful cock it is. So proud and so strong and just so ready for me. My lover's strong thighs start to tighten around me as I continue to lock my eyes with him, my mouth locked on his cock. I see him set his drink down and roll his head slightly, never breaking eye contact with me. As he gives me that wonderful, contorted look of a man losing control, he pulls my head back just as his orgasm floods out. It goes all over my face, dripping down my chin and into my exposed cleavage. And then he quietly kisses my forehead as I say, "Thank you, darling." He smiles at me and he leaves through the other door. He knows my husband is in the hallway, and he knows that there's no reason to have that awkward moment. My face is still covered with his cum as I get up and I walk over to where I know my husband is waiting. He's looking at me. He's trembling. He's not trembling in fear. He's not trembling in rage. He's trembling with lust. I turn one sticky cheek to him, offering it to him, and he gently kisses my cheek and then softly licks the semen from my face, cleaning me of my lover's cum and sharing in my joy.